Good morning. We're continuing Chayadim Klal Amidvav, and we're looking at Siman Aleph still. So the Chayadim mentioned the reason why Chazal were Gezer. We mentioned the reason of what's called Srak Truma, because there was a need for the Kahanim to be Matar their Yadayim for Truma. So we instituted that we need to be Matar our Yadayim for Pas specifically. Again, we'll talk about the halachas of Peiris, which are wet. In Siman Dalet over here. Now, let's just clarify one of the more points and let's go weiter. So the Kahanim had to wash their hands even if they were touching the Truma, not for the purpose of Achila. Stam Yadayim or Tameh, and they would be Metameh the Truma, regardless whether it's at the time of Achila or not. And it's whether the Peiris, whether it's Peiris or whether it's bread. So it's not exactly the same thing as the case of Truma, but it introduces into Klal Yisrael the concept that when you're using bread as the which is the main food, and using it as a food, so then by virtue of the fact that we have to wash our hands, that introduces to Klal Yisrael as a heiress of food, washing your hands beforehand. So when bread is being used, bread, which is the staple of the main staple of meals, number one, is being used as food, i.e. at the time of Achila, when you get both those points, then it's used as a dugma to the concept of Truma. But Truma does not require either of those points to have a Chiyuv of Netila. We mentioned that there's a second reason, because of the Kiyus, the war actually brings a pasuk, Miskadishim Isim Kadoshim, Miskadishim is Mayim Rishonim, Isim Kadoshim is referring to Mayim Rishonim. So Mayim Rishonim, there's two reasons why we wash Mayim Rishonim, we'll talk about later on. One of them is because of the Kiyus. So similarly, the idea of Mayim Rishonim was because of the Kiyus, that's considered an element of Kedusha, that it's a proper way to have respect for your Achila and the food that you, that Barshim gave us. Now, the Chayadim will at times bring a statement of Chazal, which is more the agada to dik, if there's such a word, in order to help us understand the Cheshivas of what we're doing. In general, the Chayadim sometimes goes into long excursions of Musar and Agadata as well. We'll see other places where the Chayadim added elements of Musar and the tremendous drag of Yerushalayim, which is nicker from the Chayadim in the Musar parts of it. So the fact that he mentioned this point, it's a chazal, that a person who is mazal is matisadayim, which is the kind of the Rabbanon, so I would think maybe it's not so chashim, you should understand, it's kaveya, the appropriate relationship we have towards achila, and that if you stop and think about it in a machshava, a mussar type of a thought process, as opposed to just a halachic thought process, the idea that eating requires a person to be mekadesh himself beforehand in some way, sets the tenor and the tone of how we eat. So a person who's not careful about that is nekar min olam. We'll see later on that kol mazal doesn't necessarily mean he doesn't even wash, but it means he doesn't wash with care to attend to all the different, be attentive to all of the different details of how to do it properly. Then on the other end, mitzvah misayas shemisha yizorba vein shar ma'isav ma'akvin him mesugelis shia usher. So Chazal say that a person who's careful in the tilas yadayim gets bracha, gets shiras. Says, you're going to ask you, there's certain people who are careful to say, don't get those brachas and that ashiris. There are other maisim which are, it's only if your slate in general is clean, this can tip the scales in your favor and give you this benefit. If we have other problems why the person cannot receive the ashiris, he doesn't deserve to receive the ashiris, so then the skula will not override that. So we'll call this a skula, but there's skulas and there's skulas. This is a skula which the Chazal have said, it's a Gemara. The Gemara clearly says this concept, that there's idea of Mesugelis Shia Usher, as opposed to nowadays, with the people are coming up with the various different ideas which they've seen in this Sefer and that Sefer. This is a Chazal. The Chazal say that a person's careful with Nehil Shadayim, he's going to become an Usher Bez Hashem. This is from the Shabbat Shalom Melech, Allah Shalom, based in Tiknut, until Shadayim Lasuda. this was a tikkana of Shlomo HaMelech, and the Mor says that the basel came out mishamayim when he made the tikkana. He instituted Erevin, he instituted Tishadayim. So when he made these tikkanas, the basel came out and said that the Bereshim is happy in the fact that he made these tikkanas.